Hey guys, it's Devon Sam here from LucasAid Sports Podcast running the show.
Check out this week's episode where we get to meet the one and only Anthony Joshua.
Oh my goodness, do you think he wants to be friends with us now?
Yeah, mate, he told me that he wants to link up and have a bit of sparring.
Yeah, sure he did.
So head to all your podcast providers and click subscribe now. Also get in touch with us at LucasAid Sport using the hashtag running the show. You will not regret it.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
This is Dolly and Pandora from the Hilo bringing you a stay cast message to remind you to follow the government's advice and stay at home if you can.
Stay at home, protect the NHS and save lives. And while you're staying at home, let us recommend a couple of podcasts to pass the time. I love The Week Unwrapped.
And I can't get enough of Fortunately with Fee and Jane, full of wit, wisdom, silliness and charm. I also like working out which one of us is the Jane and which one of us is the Fee.
There are so many great podcasts to choose from, so plug into an Audible treat and stay home, keeping you and everyone else safe.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels! Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Whoops, it's Nancy Oakes.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay? Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa. Nancy, cease and desisto.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
We love you guys. Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, sweet guy?
I'm wonderful. It's Friday. Well, I'm a little sad because we're bidding adieu to Summer House, which I love. I thought they had such a good season. I just wanted to go on and on and on, but all, like all summers, it must draw to a close.
Bye, bitch. Bye. See ya. Yeah, I had a really good time watching it too this year, but it did what I've been asking Bravo to do for every show, which is ending at a decent time. You know, 14 yeah. episodes, I think, was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The super awkward reunion over Zoom was really fun for me.
Yes. We're going to be recapping
about
that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that in our bonus episode. That'll come out Monday. So, sorry, suckers. You got to become Patreon members.
That's yeah.
But before we get into Summer House, tonight, if this is out in time for you to even hear this, tonight we're doing a Crappens Live quarantine for our Real Housewives of New York episode. We're going to pre-party at 6 p.m. on Instagram Live, yep. And then we're going to move over to Crappens On Demand over on Patreon and do a live stream of that recap. You could also be watching this right now, because this is also a video recap available on Crappens On Demand, because how can you not for the finale of Summer
yeah.
House?
How right, could you not? Man. Actually, very easily we could not. But, you know, we decided why not, because we love this show. So let's
and listen. If you're on Crappens on Demand, you can watch my weight gain journey by the day. I mean, mm-hmm. It is amazing how it happens day to day, because once I said, fuck it, I'm just going to gain some weight, I don't care. I'm not only gaining weight, I'm gaining massive amounts of weight to the point where I'm jiggling when I'm walking around and like feeling it. And I'm like, you know what? Feels good. Feels great. Feels weird rolling over in bed. You know, come watch, guys.
I got some Tate's cookies, and then on top of that, I made some chocolate chip cookies. So I don't even know why I did that. Doesn't make sense. And so like, I'll have my cookie eating schedule is, well, now's the part time of the day where I have a Tate's cookie. And then later it's like, and now's the time of the day where I have a homemade cookie.
I love it.
That's
I love it.
And that does not include the ice cream that we have in the house. And it does not include the Five Guys that I ordered last night, or the chocolate shake I ordered. I mean, it's like full on. Yeah.
You really are. That's a lot for you. I mean, I'm used to myself, but I'm not used to you going crazy. I love it.
I'm fully off the rails.
Yeah, I'm doing things like I got a brownie yesterday, and because my computer crashed again. I know whoever listens to this show is like, how is your computer crashing every month? It does. I'm telling
it's
you.
It's true. It does.
Totally crashed. I had to drive it into the city because I live in the country. So I had to drive it into the city to find a Mac store that was open, go in there with my mask and everything. Anyway, I was like, I'm finding a fucking brownie. So I did. I found a brownie. And then I saved it. And then by the time I was eating this brownie, I was like, you know what would be good with this? Almonds. So I got out almonds and I ate them. I would take off a piece of the brownie and then eat almonds and the brownie. I mean, it's disgusting over here.
That's actually not a disgusting addition. It'd be one thing if you're like, you know, we go with this brownie, a blondie, and then you made like brownie blondie combos. But you adding almonds to something is not really disgusting. It's actually healthful.
Yeah, very healthy. So anyway, the point is, I'm getting really fat. Okay, so the point is, small business shout out. So guys, go support your fellow Geraldines. Today's first business shout out, small business shout out, is for Patty. Patty has a one-woman nutrition bar company in Pennsylvania. Go! It's called Go Bars, which is great. I like that. How did you get that name? I feel like that name is so good. Good for you for jumping on that name, girl.
Seriously. Unless she didn't. Now she's going to get sued. But no, that's a great name for bar. Go get it.
Go Bars are a delicious nutrition bar. They are minimally processed, gluten-free, vegan, right up my alley. Well, sorry, I kind of fell off that train. I've been eating a little cheese. And it contains no added sugar. They've added 13 flavors recently, and they've got new ones added every year. You don't need a minimum order, and shipping is always free. Go check out their store, getgobars.com. And they also have an Instagram and Facebook presence at Get Go Bars, with their mascot, Hank the Honey Badger.
Oh. Go Bars are not to be confused with my college friend, Jess Gray Bars. So just order Go Bars, not Gray Bars.
Honey Badgers don't give a shit. Honey Badger don't give a crap. That guy. Okay, Ben, what do you have today?
Okay, well, this one comes from someone with a wonderful name. Her name is Laura Leatherberry, and she has a small business called Sipping This. This is capitalized. It's all one word. Sipping This. And she sells funny wine-themed gifts like coasters and shirts, and they all have like fun wine puns on them and stuff like that. And they're really cute and funny, and they are great for gifts. They'd be great for Mother's Day, which is this Sunday. So it's probably slightly too late for that, but like, why not give, you know, it's never too late for mom to get a gift. So so go get yourself something from her place. Her gift wrap orders are for free, and she's donating 10% of all her sales to restaurant workers impacted by COVID-19, which is amazing. Thank you for doing that, Laura. Her Instagram is at Sipping This, and her store is shopsippingthis.com. And she also loves Real Housewives of New York, and she was really hoping that we'd give this shout out on a New York episode, and unfortunately we're doing that tonight.
Way to fail, man.
I know. I just realized it now, failed it. But you know what? Summer House takes place in the Hamptons, and there's only one other show that takes place in the Hamptons, and that's The Real Housewives of New York. So you're basically there, okay? Anyway, go check out that. Sipping This, shopsippingthis.com. Really fun, really cute, good gift stuff. I think a lot of people would love all that. Thanks, Laura.
All right. Okay, so here we are at a Summer House season finale, where Amanda basically loses her shit. Okay.
Again.
Again, yeah. Amanda loses it, and Listen, I'm okay with you losing. It's a Bravo show. I love when people lose it, think it's really fun. Don't beat up the refrigerator in your fucking rental house.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, we just talked about my weight gain. Not okay with people messing with refrigerators. Refrigerators literally do nothing to you. I get that they probably do nothing for you either, but listen.
Don't tell that to Ellen Burstyn. Don't tell that to Ellen Burstyn in Requiem for a Dream. That's all I got to say.
Well, I just mean Amanda, because she doesn't need a refrigerator like as much as me. You know, like a fridge is very important to me, is what I'm saying. Okay, Amanda, back off the fridge, biatch.
And by the way, just in general, whatever it is that's on your mind, don't tell it to Ellen Burstyn. That's just a good way to live life. Like, Ellen Burstyn's going through a lot already, okay? She already dealt with an exorcism. She dealt with a fridge that tried to eat her. She's dealt with a lot, so just leave her alone, okay?
It's funny that you brought up a drug movie with Ellen Burstyn, because every problem on Bravo right now is just everybody not being able to handle their coke intake. You know, like every problem we've had this week is like people raging out because they're doing too much goddamn coke at the wrong times, okay? Learn how to do your coke. You're making everybody else look bad, okay? Like, if you're going to be a coke user, be a responsible goddamn coke user, and that's it!
Well, I believe that Jax blamed his issues on Adderall earlier.
Well, that's
so,
how you
I
say coke, because it's legal, you know?
Oh, okay.
That's what that you say. Weird. I mean, everybody takes Adderall, duh. Like, you take that just to live.
I've never had it. I'm a goody two-shoes, actually.
No, good for you.
So,
well,
shocker.
The rest of the goddamn world takes Adderall, and then when they're confronted about coke use, they say they're taking too much Adderall because Adderall's legal and they won't get arrested. It's kind of like how heroin addicts are like, God, I sure love smoking that weed. It's like, in your veins? You love smoking it in your veins? Because it's legal.
Or it's like on Bravo, whenever they want to refer to the fact that – when people want to refer to the fact that they're a cast on a TV show, they always say, well, whenever I'm hanging around with this group, she's new to our circle. Like, you mean your TV show.
Yeah. This group of girls.
Euphemisms. Am I right? So anyway
– Am I right?
So this episode opens up with a big cliffhanger from last week on Summer House – was that they were doing this roast, and then Paige lost her mind sort of out of nowhere, and she was like, Lindsay, I wasn't being a bad friend to Hannah, and, like, you're a fake-ass bitch, okay? You tried to say that I was a bad friend to Hannah? Like, fuck you, Lindsay.
Yeah, she all did mad. That thing where she was saving up being mad at somebody and waiting for the perfect moment and doing it in her head, like, this is how I'm going to tell Lindsay off. But then it came at the wrong time. Like, a time didn't come to tell Lindsay off. So people were clearing the table. And she's like, well, I'm going to do it now. It's like, yeah. No, wrong time. Bad timing. You just made Lindsay look like the biggest victim ever and yourself look like a total dick, Paige.
Yeah, it's like she had the rage of someone who was just told that Marshalls has recently sold out of moccasins. She's like, well, I was told that there were moccasins here today. So I would like you to get some more of the back room because I know that they're there. Thank you.
Lindsay's like, I'm not even going to talk about my own. And it's like, that's right, you're not, you dumbass bitch.
Like, I know. You're fucking wrong, and we're not going to talk about you, stupid ass bitch. Subscribe and like below this anger.
Yeah. So then Lindsay goes off crying with Hannah in the bushes. I'm just like, oh, Hannah, there's only the one I can handle, Hannah. There's only the one I can handle, Hannah.
I'm inactivated. So Hannah's like, so Jules told Paige that you said Paige is a bad friend. So I think that's what happened. And Lindsay's like, no. So Jules is lying.
She's always lying.
The Bravo sound effect. Jules is a liar. So earlier today, just so we know who's lying and who's not, Lindsay in the car going, I'm so confused why the girls can't be happy. Like, why can't she get eaten out for an hour and a half? And then everybody say, I'm happy you got eaten out for an hour and a half. And then later, Jules setting the table with Paige saying, she was like, I don't know why the girls just can't be happy. Which is exactly what happened. Why is, are they trying to make Lindsay look like a liar or prove that she's not a liar?
I don't even know. I mean, I guess the difference is that Lindsay is saying, why can't they be happy for her? And Jules's version was, if they're really her friends, why can't you be happy? Which is like, Jules's version implies that Lindsay's questioning their friendship. And Lindsay's version is just like, why can't they just be happy? It's a subtlety. But you know what? Language matters, people. Language matters.
choose your words.
Choose your words carefully. Choose your words carefully.
So Amanda and Kyle are in Paige's room talking to her. And Amanda's like, let's talk. And then Kyle's like, I gotta piss. And by the way, congrats, because this is the only scene that Kyle says, I gotta piss, and doesn't actually piss on something that is owned by somebody in this rental house. Kyle.
Yeah, this is a big, I was going to say this is a big, like, arc for him, is, like, finally finding the toilet after a full season. But then after this, he does pee, like, everywhere, all over the episode.
Yeah, he's just peeing everywhere. It's like having a puppy, a bleach blonde little puppy.
Yeah. So Paige basically thinks that Lindsay was, like, really happy when the little trio was all fighting. And then when they made up, she got really, really mad, you know, because she was, like, upset they all, like, were fine. So, and then we see Lindsay. Now she's moved her crying into the pantry because she wasn't getting enough attention crying in the woods. So now she's in the pantry crying over all the oatmeal and stuff. And so Luke is in there and he's like, oh, okay. Oh, there. You know, all you need is a big hug. Just a big old, there. You feel like a hot dish wrapped in a towel right now. There you go.
It's like, I'm losing a finger. Like, wow, hug, bye. So then Luke and Hannah are in the kitchen talking, and he's like, what Paige just did to Lindsay was fucked up. Did I just go back to junior high school? Oh, yeah, I'm popular again. Real popular again. God, I'm dreaming of getting a motorcycle one day and making rings. Rings of my own. It's just like junior high.
Oh, my God. I, you know what? I feel like I'm back in junior high. You know, those days when you could just, like, fail all your tests but still somehow, like, graduate with honors, you know? Mm-hmm. Isn't that strange? So get ahead in life.
Danielle's like, guys, like, you fighting with her, like, kind of puts me in a bad situation. Shut up, couch
sleeper. What situation is that? Yeah.
Yeah. How about you just be grateful you got a roof over your head, okay?
In the Hamptons.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, look, I know you're close with Lindsay, but why doesn't she just stop saying things that are fucked up?
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Hannah is just like groping Luke. She just has her hand up his shirt and she's like, hey, Lindsay, feel his abs. Feel his abs. They're amazing. And he's like, no, I don't have abs. No. And then Hannah goes, touch my abs. Touch my abs. At which point Lindsay then starts groping her breasts and then licks her nip. I was like, there's a whole anatomy situation here that's gone miscommunicated.
Yeah. And I guess they're all going to bed because we see Kyle in black and white going, I'm taking my cashmere sweater off. I'm taking my cashmere sweater off. And you got to hand it to him. Not only does he sound just like Dorinda, which is amazing, mm-hmm. but he's also upstaged every song that Luke has written this season. That was actually really good.
I personally enjoyed moments after that watching Carl trying to juggle in the dining room. He had like three oranges and he was like trying to juggle. And then he just goes, oh, the juggler.
And Jules is like, you want to have a hot tub moment? So they go down to the hot tub and she's like, we have fun together. And this is all I really ever wanted this summer. It was like someone to bond with. And the producer's like, did you hook up? And she's like, oh my God, this is where I blush.
The juggler. I'm juggling. Juggling. So then they go, she's so excited to be like, this is when I blush. So then they go upstairs and they got onto Carl's bed and he promptly like almost falls off, which is so Carl, because he's, by the way, in his like tight white pants and shirtless, and at one point he had like a sweatshirt draped over his neck or whatever, so it was like full on Carl, you know. So he's lying on the bed, he's like, whoa, I almost fall off. The juggler almost became the juggly. Ha ha, Jules. Anyway, here's the deal. There's so much going on in our lives. Like, the last thing I need to be in is like a position where you and I have to talk about, like, quote unquote, what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I just want to take it slow. You look great, by the way. Whoa. Almost fall off the bed again.
And like almost every girl off on this show, Jules is like, you have nothing to worry about, Carl.
I will not become possessive of you at all. Not even this very weekend or even tomorrow. I will not.
Yeah, so everybody goes to bed and I guess they hook up. And then in the morning, Trixie's done with this season. So now she's just making vowel sounds. She's like,
yeah.
La la, la 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 la. La la. La 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 la.
La, 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 la. So they're all making breakfast and stuff. And I said, Danielle is helping Lindsay with her strap. I don't even know. I don't even know what that means.
Her bathing suit. They're all like getting ready for pool day.
Yeah. And they're talking about last night and everything. And, you know, Lindsay's like, I don't understand. Like, I'm just like here for Hannah. Like, I'm just being a shoulder for her to cry on and just like let those tears activate me because you don't want to see me activated.
And Danielle's like, but what about the coral stuff? Because that stuff was brought up too. It's like, what coral stuff? I mean, oh, you making out with girl? Like, I'm not bothered by that. Okay? Like, you guys kind of do that sometimes. Like, although Steven's coming tomorrow and I have this insane, amazing boyfriend and that is my focus? Which is good. I was glad that she didn't have a fit at Danielle because Lindsay broke girl code first by hooking up with Carl after. Yeah, so I'm glad that Lindsay was cool about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, first of all, she can't get mad at Danielle right now because she needs an ally. But second of all, her saying, well, that's what you guys do every now and then. So it's like no big deal. I'm like, well, then isn't it worse that then you you start doing that with Carl? Then aren't you actually more of the like Danielle's in a position where Danielle's feeling bad, but shouldn't you be feeling bad, Lindsay?
I think she did at the beginning. I don't know. So much has happened on this show. It's really hard I guess to it's remember like, back. But yeah, it's she, like, it's I think like, she's been pretty cool about it.
Yeah, it's like arguing over one of those Snicker bars, like the king-size Snicker bars, and you're like, this is my Snicker bar. No, it's my Snicker bar. And then you realize that Snicker bars actually put like just two Snicker bars in the wrapper, and you both can have one individually. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah. That's cool.
It's like fighting over a dum-dum at a doctor's office. It's like, there's a bowl of them, okay? Literally everybody can have the dum-dum.
Yeah.
So Luke's like, wow, there's nothing better than grilling on Labor Day or whatever this is, Memorial Day, Labor Day, who knows? I work. So the point is, I'm going home for a week, Hannah. Want to come with me? And she's like, oh, home? Oh my God, I love that.
Can't wait to go to Minnesota and see lakes and lakes. Yeah, ratchet. No. So then Kyle's like, Amanda, your coffee's curdling from this morning. And she goes, Kyle, you're curdling. And they're like, good one, Amanda.
So who's Justin? I don't know. I wrote Justin says, why aren't we all just hanging out outside? It's so beautiful out here. And Amanda's like, we can't even have one nice family meal, Kyle. Like, we're all so sensitive. Foreshadowing.
That says Amanda. Also says Amanda, who has spent most of the season yelling at Kyle. So then Kyle's having a conversation with Carl outside. By the way, there's like so many scenes happening in this final episode. It took me forever to get through it to write it, all the notes. And Kyle's talking with Carl, and Carl's like, oh. So basically, at this point, I'm like basically the biggest freaking hoe in the history of this house. I mean, like I woke up this morning with jewels in my arms, like literally not just jewels, but also a jewel vape. Yeah, I woke up with that. I made out with a jewel. I said, Jewel, I know you're not a real cigarette, which I really respect, but I also want to take it slow. So just give me some space. You look great, by the way, Jewel. You look great.
Then outside, Amanda's like, Jules, I woke up and heard a guy moaning. And she's like, we made out. It was sweet.
Yeah, that's what I feel so bad for Amanda. That's why she was probably so triggered today, because she had to wake up in the middle of the night and hear, oh.
You look great, by the way.
You look great. More life. Oh, more life. The juggler.
So Carl is like victim moding, you know, he's like, oh, after my summer getting shit on by females. It was really nice to have that moment with Jules. Like, look, I think I should have a threesome with Jules and Danielle. Cause like the only one I haven't banged in this house is your fiance.
Some might say I'm juggling women. The juggler. Also, I'm so sick of Carl saying, after summer, Ronnie,
juggler,
because he said it. He literally said it. It was the funniest shit of Carl in skinny white pants, shirtless with a sweatshirt draped around his shoulders, juggling oranges and going, oh, the juggler. It's like it was so Carl,
juggler.
But the juggler. So he, what was I saying about? Oh yeah, Carl. First of all, talk about him saying, oh, my summer getting shit on by females. How many summers has he ruined? How many women's lives has he ruined with his, like, false tales?
Well, nobody shit on him this summer either. He shit on the girls. Like, he was a total asshole to Lindsay. Now he's going to be a total asshole to Jules. Like, nobody, you were a total asshole to Sarah, too. He's acting like a victim in the Sarah thing. He's ridiculous.
Oh, it's so Carl.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So Amanda's like, you know what, Kyle, we should go in the closet. Come on, little guy. And I was like, what? And so they're fucking in the closet. And then the editors are like, 1 minute later.
I know.
He's like, yeah, I needed that, Amanda.
So Paige is going to be throwing a bachelorette party for Amanda. She's like, you know, the fact that she's been engaged for over a year and never really talks about it is weird. But as her best friend, it's my obligation to throw an amazing bachelorette party. It only costs $10. That's right. I know how to save money. Like and subscribe. Thanks.
So the girls get all glammed up for bachelorette party night and go out. And the guys are like, yeah, the girls are gone. And Carl's like, guys, can I say something? Tonight is a night to celebrate this guy. Oh, this guy.
Oh, this guy. Right, you also missed that Carl actually said right before all the girls left, Carl goes, ah, you girls look amazing.
You all look great, by the way.
He really said it. He goes, you girls look amazing, by the way.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin'.
Let it go!
Let it go! Hey, sis. Oh, you know, just chilling.
With O2, you can now get 6 months Disney Plus on us with our latest plans. Search O2 Disney Plus.
Auto opted into $5.99 per month after 6 months. Copyright 2020 Disney and related entities. Full terms apply.
Hi, everyone. It's Dev off the radio here. We're doing a brand new podcast from LucasAid Sport called Running the Show.
And I'm Sam Thompson from Made in Chelsea. Hey. I'll be joining annoying / being overly affectionate with Dev for the next 12 weeks as we both take up running for the first time. Make sure you join us on all your podcast providers to find out which one of us is killing the training and which one of us is hating every second. Probably me.
So the girls get to this restaurant, and of course Paige planned this because this is the most like
Paige.
Girl, this is like the most like, girl bachelorette party. We need someplace with bunnies. I need someplace with ceramic bunnies to hold silverware. So wherever that can happen.
It's gotta be in a secret garden. And guys, I have a special surprise. In lieu of penis straws, I all got us extra large ruffles we can wear around our neck and sleeves.
Oh, so yeah, restaurants and bunnies and flowers. So the waiter's like, we have a froze coming out. And Jules goes, did you say froze? She did say froze. It's like, okay, you're officially fired from this show. Who are you even?
So Amanda's talking about her venue and she's like, yeah, we really like our venue. Like, it's already decorated and has really cool wallpaper and really cool light fixtures. And, like, the faucets in the bathroom are, like, pretty cool. And, like, I don't know if you've seen a bar that has exposed nails, but they're kind of on the cutting edge of that trend right now.
And Hannah's like, oh, yeah, so this is the one you already told us about. She's like, can I finish? Now it all begins. And Paige is like, you're going to make me cry. And she's like, oh my God, I'm crying, Kyle. She's like, no, I'm crying. No, I am crying. No, I am. And
then Did I tell you about the wallpaper yet? Did I tell you about the wallpaper? Yeah, you just said it. Let me finish. I'm getting there. Why are you stepping on all my wallpaper moments?
I wanted a chance to tell you about the light fixtures. You did. Shut up, Anna.
Hey, Kyle, stop.
And Lindsay's just staring at them while they cry at each other like, these fucking bitches, you know, she like, wants to murder them. Like if she had a lighter right now, they'd be on fire.
And Lindsay's face is also fully like the color of a lemon. I mean, she is just yellow. She has privved up her face for this occasion, and I think she's upset that no one's complimented her for it.
She was not prepared for like girl lighting. They're like, we need special lighting for girl night, please. Soft pink. She's like, thanks. My privy face totally doesn't work now.
Yeah. So Paige is like, oh my God, Amanda, we've gotten so close this summer. And Amanda's like, yeah, thanks to Hannah and Luke. Yeah, that was a passive-aggressive moment. Yeah. Then Hannah's like, oh, did someone say Luke? Can I give you guys an update about me and Luke? No? Great. Okay, I'll take that as a yes. All right, here's the news. He asked me to go to Minnesota, and I'm going to go. Also, he wants to know if he can use one of his Dunkin' Donut punches on me. So free donut in Minnesota for me.
And Amanda is so mad. She's like, aw, ceramic bunnies mean nothing to anybody anymore. So then back with the guys, Luke is telling Carl that Hannah's going to go to Minnesota with him. And Carl's like, oh, you haven't even had sex with her yet, dude. Like, you're going to bang her in Minnesota? Is that just, like, your thing? Like, is that how you roll?
It's like the most like crazy thing to bang someone in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's also just so funny being older and seeing like yeah. how much morals change over the years. They're like, what? You're going to introduce you to your family before you fucked her casually? That is insane. I mean, you're going to get married before you've been pregnant? What the hell is happening to you people?
To be fair, like doing any casual activity with someone before you've had sex with them is mind-blowing to Carl. It's like, what? you're gonna go to Home Depot before you even had sex with her?
Yeah. What? So Hannah's back with the girls. Hannah's like, well, I guess Minnesota's gonna teach us like if like real fast if we're meant to be together. And Paige is like, I'm sorry, but when you meet the family, you're dating. So that's happening. That's yeah. happening.
That's happening. That's happening. Lindsay, you're still much older than us. And Hannah, that's happening.
Her, like, weird, long, extremely long fingers she does just do right that. In your face. Like, it's happening.
She's, like, pushing something down, always. When she gets really mad, she's, like, she's pushing down, like, something into a vacuum tube. Like a piece of mail that has to go into a vacuum tube to go to a different part of the company. That's what she's doing.
So Hannah's like, I'm surprised I'm getting pushed back, like, I would like my friends to be supportive of me.
Yeah, because Amanda's like, are you guys going to get married before me? Probably yes, actually, at this rate. Luke already picked out a venue. It's basically a pond that a bear comes to every now and then.
Yeah. The bear who knows the coyote. So Lindsay's like, well, cheers, Amanda, on finding a venue. I have said venue 10 times this season, so I feel like I'm responsible for you finding a venue because I said venue a lot. So venue. Also, thank good there's finally a date and a venue, which, thank you. You're welcome, Amanda. You're welcome.
Guys, the evening's not over. We have another surprise. Lindsay, here's a wheelchair that you can ride into Shady Pines. There you go, old lady.
So it's a party bus. So they dance around. Yeah. And of course, the obligatory cop. Now, listen, I don't know if y'all Hamptons is so classy that you just can't have regular strippers, but who mm-hmm. was this stripper? Where'd that stripper come from? You guys don't have hotter. No offense, stripper. I hope you're not.
He was from Nassau County. Okay. That guy was from Nassau County. That was not a Hamptons stripper. Well, I think for good reason. I think a Hamptons stripper is probably like a 65-year-old gay man.
Yeah.
Who like during the day, like works at the gourmet store, and in the evening he strips, and by strips he shows up in a light sweater with a martini and serves everyone.
Yeah, he's like, don't touch the polo, ladies, hands off the polo. The stripper comes on, and it's awkward, and he's basically like eating Amanda out over her jeans and stuff.
Yeah, and he's got like that sculpted Long Island beard and everything.
Yeah.
So so back at the house, Carl's like, oh, Cookie, we have some plans for you tonight. And Carl's like, great, I just have to urinate first. And he just goes and pees off the balcony.
Yeah. He's like, oh, got a stripper, man. Got a stripper. It's like, ding dong, stripper's here. So this old, this lady comes in, this middle-aged lady, and she's like, hi, I'm Marcy. And everyone's just staring at her like, oh, my God, fucking Carl.
Of course Carl would get a stripper named Marcy. But it turns out she's a tarot card reader. It was a little bit of a prank. But it was sad that we all kind of believed for a moment that this was a stripper that Carl hired.
And I like that Carl didn't reveal that until it was in front of the psychic. Like, geez, way to diss the lady. He's like, guys, this guy's engaged. She's not a stripper, dude. And they're like, oh, thank God, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Jordan were there, he'd be like, oh, well, I actually find her to be very attractive. I would love to introduce her to Sherry Verroy, which reminds me of that time when I had a rapturous love affair with Sally Struthers. She not only read my fortune, she read my anus because she was in there with her face.
So Marcy's like, I'm a psychic, and this is my assistant who's going to play the invisible violin behind me the whole time for no reason. Did you notice that? They show him, and he's like holding a glass of champagne, and he's like...
Yeah, I was like, is this guy supposed to be sort of like security for her? I didn't know what he was doing. What sort of tarot specialty?
I think it's like her son, but he's in trouble for partying too much. So she's like, you're coming with me, you little fucker.
Yeah, I think so.
Keep my eye on you.
Yeah, going to GameStop afterwards.
Yeah.
So so Marcy's like, well, okay, so neither of you have no idea what you're getting into, right? Okay, I'm going to pull up some cards. Does everyone know what this card is? Oh, it's the juggler, right? No. This is called, okay, let's see. All right, so you and Kyle, you and Amanda, you don't know what you're getting into. So, and you guys are a lot different. Some would say you're totally, totally incompatible. It's amazing that you guys are even in a relationship. You have no respect for each other, and you're making things worse by working with each other. So maybe focus on the things where you're really alike. Where are you and Amanda really alike? You like the same kind of yogurt? You like staplers? What's going on here?
Yeah, he's like, well, she's totally the kind of girl that you're supposed to marry. So thanks. Good job, lady.
Yeah.
And then Luke's like, hey, I'm Luke. And he picks a card. The star is his card. And she's like, whoa, well, I can tell you this. It works out for you. You got weird magical abilities. So this is just a reminder that being hot gets you real far in life, white guy, eh? All right.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, shit works out for you, huh? And he goes, yeah, it usually does. Yeah, you have weird magical abilities. And then Carl fist bumps Luke like, yeah, bro. Yeah, let's get some of that onto my fist. Thanks.
And Luke goes, yeah, I put that on my faith. Okay. So then it's totally Jesus, and not the fact that you're like a 6 foot something hot ass white model guy. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I like Marcy's advice for Luke is just so hilarious, as if he doesn't do this already. She's like, listen, okay, when you're thinking, I don't know what to do, I don't know how I'm going to work this out, just remember, things work out for me. It's just like, literally like, remember, white privilege.
I know. I was going to say, it's not magic. It's privilege. Okay. So Carl's like, we should have gotten strippers, bro. Even this lady's kissing Luke's ass, you know? So then we switch back to the bus where the girls are like partying and having a great time. And then back to the guys like sitting around with this lady. And Carl gets the star card as well. But of course, it doesn't go as well for him. He gets the same card, but not the same reading at all. So he pulls the star and he goes, wow, boobies. You look great, by the way, star. She's hot. She's hot. And the lady's
he's
like,
literally checking out the card. Yeah,
the lady's like, we're not going to be objectifying the ladies on the cards. Okay.
Wow. I've just been getting shit on by all the women this summer. First, you know, it's Lindsay and then Sarah and then Jules and Danielle and tarot card lady and now the star card. Wow, it's just been a tough summer for me, you know?
Yeah, I thought the star card was into me and then I was told not to objectify her. Just getting shit on. That's it.
Just going too fast, you know? Like more life. More life star.
So yeah, same
card. I think it was actually like a slightly different star card. I thought I had a different color scheme, but I could be wrong.
No, there's only one star card and tarot cards. I know because I used to read tarot cards in high school to make money.
I knew you were going to say something like that. I knew. Well, Carl got the star.
Boy has to work. I was a hustler, okay? I had 10 jobs.
Listen, so, you can't spell Carl without two of the letters from star, am I right? Am I right?
Or card. Three letters from card. So.
Well, one letter from card and the L comes from life. More life.
So yeah, he's like, well, he starts crying because she says, so opposite of star, so same card, loser reading, you're a loser. You got the same card as Luke, but you're a loser. And she's like, you've got potential, but you're not living up to it. And he's like, I'm crying right now.
You make me cry. You look great, by the way, but you're making me cry. Wow. All these tears, they're just falling everywhere. I don't even know what to do with them. Maybe I could juggle them. The juggler.
He's like, it's been a tough summer. Like, oh, there's been Lindsay, and then, like, Sarah, and then, like, working. Like, that's been hard. I'm like, I get through it by numbing myself with alcohol. I'm like, well, stop acting like such a victim. That's what alcohol's there for. How else are we supposed to use it for?
He just loves indulging in those moments. Oh, I'm in pain. I'm hurt. I'm damaged. I need someone to fix me. I need someone to fix me. I'm self-medicating. I'm Carl.
It's like it's a season finale, and I need to make sure that I'm still going to be getting laid in bars for the rest of the off season. So I'm going to make myself the biggest crying victim that I can, so I can get some ass. Right.
The star.
The girls come home, and Luke is singing a song called No Kiss Finger Banging.
Something like that, yeah. Well, first, he's riffing with Carl on something that goes, liquor, picker. Maybe that was like the verse. Because then the chorus was, kiss, finger bang, it was a no, I think.
Oh, I wrote No Kiss Finger Bang because they didn't kiss. Like they could not kiss, they only finger banged. I don't know. It's a very complex musical, is what I'm telling you guys. It's
up there with Sondheim. It's just you have to really be at a level of proficiency with music to really execute it.
Yeah, this really needs Mandy Patinkin. Like, no kiss finger bang.
Guilty. Into the vagina we go.
Into the vag.
Into the
vag and out of the vag. Don't kiss before
Agony.
Dark. Okay, so Amanda's like, so how was your night? And Luke says, good. And Amanda's like, Luke gives us no information anytime we ask him anything.
And he's like, well, I was in the middle of playing a song. It's called We Can Work It Out. By the Beatles. So I'm doing my version, which is, it always works out. It always works out for me.
So Carl's like, we got a psychic. And Daniel goes, that's a bachelor party? Like, what am I missing here? Carl's like, let's just say I'm pretty sure we all shed a tear. And Jules goes,
are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Vulnerability. So then Amanda's like, well, we literally pulled over by the cops. And Kyle goes, and it was a stripper. Amanda's like, and he fucked my face.
And Amanda goes, he slapped Paige's ass so hard. And she's like, it's fine. I'm not trying to talk.
It's fine. Well, I'm giving the highlights. Hannah, you ruined my punchline. Classic you. Just like tonight's dinner was all about you moving to Minnesota while I was talking about wallpaper. God forbid we miss out on one of Amanda's classic punchlines that we know her so well for.
I know. For Amanda, it would be so hilarious if people weren't just always stepping on her punchlines. But when she goes, yeah, it was about you moving to Minnesota, the music went, burr. That was it. They're like, can we get one little trumpet in there, please? It's like, So Paige goes, okay, so what the psychic have to say? And Carl's like, a lot. And Luke goes, anyway. And she goes, Luke, stop ignoring the topic.
And she puts her like hand up like this. And Luke is like, please don't talk to me with your hand. If you're going to talk to me with the hot dish like any respectable person, okay?
Carl's like, this is getting awkward. And Amanda's like, look, it's very exhausting when we ask you a question and you just say like, whatever, never mind. Oh, it's between me and this person. Well, then stop asking questions that are none of your goddamn business, Amanda.
Yeah, stop being nosy. So Luke is, you know, her whole issue is that she feels like everyone had an opinion on her and Kyle. And she feels like then when she talks about other people or asks questions, she gets pushed back and she feels it's not fair. That's what it all boils down to. So Luke is like, Lisa and I'm just saying we had a great conversation. Okay, here's the long and the short of it. Carl is not using all his potential, which is pretty sad because he doesn't really have much to begin with. And I'm attractive and things will work out for me. Like this conversation, everyone's going to be on my side. So good luck.
And she goes, well, great. Well, I'm about to marry that man. And so I'd like to know what he cried about. And he goes, oh, that's amazing.
I think it's the first part of your sentence is what he cried about.
Am I about to marry that man?
I was like, gotta piss. He's like peeing into an air piss. Vent. It's like, Kyle.
Kyle, stop peeing on the ceiling fan. It's getting everywhere.
Yeah. It's like you're moving further and further away from things you're actually supposed to pee on, Carl. I mean, Kyle.
So Luke pulls out his guitar and he's like, fine, I'll tell you what we cried about. And he's like, it was Kyle who did that?
Yeah, he's like, he is what we cried about. He's like pissing in the hole of the guitar.
And Amanda just storms out. She's like, I hate him so much. And then she just like, there's some big, long, like paper mache thing in the kitchen. I don't know what it is, but there's a big long thing in the kitchen and she takes it and she just starts slamming it on the island.
And hitting the refrigerator. Still triggered.
It was very triggering.
And she's like, I'm just so tired of him turning down every single conversation. And I like when she cries because her upper mouth doesn't move. Just like her bottom lip moves a little. And she's like, every question we ask, it's like, that's between me and the psychic. Oh, it's between me and Hannah.
Tonight's about me. It's not about Luke. I'm like, well, you have a really great way of making it about Luke, Amanda, because you're the only one who's made it about Luke, by the way.
It's been about you for 4 years.
I know. Go back to Minnesota, bro. Okay, that sounds great. I would love to do that. Thanks so much for the recommendation. Okay, let me leave with this song. The coyote and the bear living at a lake. I wanna be there. Oh, I rhymed. I finally rhymed. My arc is over.
So, in the other room, you know, we can say a lot about Kyle as a boyfriend, and we do. But Kyle does always stand up for Amanda no matter what is going on, and it's obnoxious. It makes me crazy. But he is a good boyfriend in that way because he's like, all I know is that when you ask a question, you're like, it's between me and Hannah. That's what she's upset about. He's like, whatever. So Carl's like, let's just go outside, bro. Let's go outside. So Luke goes,
Star card calling. We gotta go outside and reach my potential. Okay, bro. Okay, cool.
Luke's like, why does everybody gotta piss all over everyone's stream, man?
I wasn't sure. Was he talking about, like, was he making a super Minnesota reference of, like, people have streams of, like, little fish in them and someone goes and pisses in it? Or is he talking about, like, guys all peeing together and, like, crossing streams like Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I think that's how I took it. And then I was like, is he saying dream? But no, he was saying stream, right? You heard stream too?
Well, a stream is a dream for Luke.
That's
like,
true.
You know, last night I had such an amazing stream.
Yeah. You know, I knew I was good friends with Carol when we crossed streams. That was pretty good.
Oh, Hannah, she's my stream girl. And then so then he's like, yeah, why does everyone have to piss on my stream? And Carl goes, oh, welcome to the house, bro. This guy right here. Hey, guess whose stream's been pissed on the most? My females all summer long. This guy, you're looking at him. More life.
So more life. Upstairs, the girls are talking, and Amanda's like, I'm so done with it. Like, you just can't shut everyone down. And Paige is like, I think what happened is it was a build up, and then this was your explosion.
Well, no shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, Dr. Phil over there.
I know, paging Sigmund Freud. We found your legacy.
Like, you want to feel better? You should yell at Lindsay. Feels great. Call her a stupid bitch.
I think what happened tonight was that she was angry, and so she expressed it. It's like, really?
Yeah. So then,
Danielle's like, guys, listen, I did not take 3 transfers in the LIRR to not have a dance party. Dance party, come on, dance party. And it's just like Lindsay, Danielle, and Carl having a very sad, awkward, lanky dance party in the living room.
And Jules is so mad, and so she goes to the other girls in the room and she's like, okay, can someone tell me why Carl is fucking with Danielle? Like, I'm literally down for having a threesome, but if it's with Danielle, I'd literally rather not have sex for an entire year.
Like, where did this come from? I mean, I know she's jealous, obviously, because she likes Carl, but where did this, like, extreme anti-Danielle sentiment come from with Jules? Jeez.
I think she's Lindsay's friend, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
So Luke and Hannah are talking, and he's like, well, that was weird. And Hannah's like, yeah, Amanda has so much anger, and it's, like, a little bit confusing.
Yeah. It's like a little weird that someone has that much anger but then doesn't let it out in tennis. Like, what sort of monster is she?
Yeah. So then Amanda's passing out and with Kyle, and she's like, what is the fortune teller saying? And he's like, she's not a fortune teller. She's a fucking tarot card reader, Amanda.
Amanda.
What are the terrorists saying, Kyle?
Meanwhile, if that had been like the other way around, if Kyle said, like, what did the tarot cards say? Kyle, you're not taking this seriously. I got a star card. It means a lot to me right now.
You might not be ready for marriage, Kyle.
So it's the next morning, and Hannah wakes up in, you know, Hannah's in Luke's bed, and she's like, I have whipped cream in my hair from the stripper. Ratchet.
And everybody's getting ready because today they're having a rave. Their last party of the year is going to be a rave.
And Danielle's like, I am so sore from dancing. Wow, who knew that Pitbull could be so fun?
And down in the kitchen, Luke's like, God, I'm gonna be fine with Amanda. I just get pissed when she acts like that. And she's like, she has a lot of misplaced anger. So Jules comes down, and Jules is so annoyed. She's like, this is gonna be a long day. She hates parties because no one ever talks to her at them, and I don't blame her, really.
Yeah, parties are not where she shines. So so everyone's cleaning up, and there's like awkwardness in the kitchen because Luke is there and Amanda's there, and Paige is like, Amanda, are you gonna apologize? And Amanda's like, should I do it now? I was gonna do it by myself when we're alone, when I could sort of like ease into it with some discussion about like the wallpaper at the venue, and then be like, and by the way, I'm really sorry, you know, something like that. And Paige is like, no, do it right now, do it right now.
So she's like, Luke, I did want to say I'm sorry, but, like, my point was, like, you know, I was asking stuff, and then you were, like, not telling me. So she just repeats herself, and he's like, oh, okay, well, you know, sometimes we all, you know, get drunk or whatever. Who cares, whatever.
Yes. You know, we all have a point where we freak out and kind of lose our shit a little bit. I get it. It's like that time when I, went into a store and I was like, hey, can I just get this for free? And they were like, no, sir, you have to pay for it. And I was like, no, but things kind of work out for me. And they're like, no, but you still have to pay. And I was like, really? Really? And I was like, wow, I was really out of hand. But they gave it to me anyway.
So he's like, I don't take her apology seriously at all. She's too immature to apologize. Let's be serious.
He's like, right. Fuck off.
So party prep later, Kyle's like, gotta make jello shots, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to circle back to one thing that I was thinking about as you were just talking right now. I understand being frustrated when someone is like, when you're trying to engage with someone and they just kind of like dismiss you or whatever. But in that case, Amanda came back and was like, how was your night? And Luke was like, it was cool or whatever. And then she was like, fine. You're not going to tell me anything anyway. I'm like, you didn't really ask him a substantive question. That was like, it was like a general question for the room. And then you attacked him immediately. So
yeah, it's
like,
the same
you getting all
thing.
Mad.
It's the same thing with Paige. She's like ready to yell at Luke and he didn't give her an opportunity. So she just yelled at him anyway.
Yeah.
So Carl comes in. He's like, Danielle and I are going to pick up booze and other supplies. Dun, dun, dun. Because that's always
that's
how Carl
new podcast.
Shows. That's how Carl shows who he's with at the moment. He's like, we're going to pick up booze.
Booze and Other Supplies by Carl Radke. Get it on Apple Music.
Yeah. So in the car, he's like, Danielle, one of my first festivals was with you. It was Chella. And we remember we hadn't hooked up yet? And she's like, yeah, remember how you thought I was, like, still interested in you and we were just friends?
If there ever could be, like, an advertisement against Coachella, it was this conversation.
Oh, my God, I know.
Like, if everyone, when people wonder, when is Coachella going to jump the shark? I mean, for me, it was, like, about 15 years ago. But, like, when did Coachella jump the shark? It's, like, the moment this conversation happened. Oh, one of my first festivals was with you, Coachella.
Yeah, it's been quite a year for Coachella. The entire Bachelor in Paradise was based off that year of Coachella. I mean, it was huge. So, Carl...
I like to call it Carl-chella.
Carl-chella.
More life. Look great, by the way, Coachella. Look great.
Oh, so Carl's like, my summer with females has been rough. It's been rough.
And he's like, you know, Jules is really fun and laughy and whatever, you know, but like,
I'd rather make out with you, seriously. Seriously. I'm like, wow. Like, I wonder why you have a hard time with women, because you say such bullshit lines all the time, every episode.
Yeah, Danielle's like, that is not happening.
Let me just rest my foot here on the glove compartment.
Yeah, Danielle. We're all buying it, Danielle. So then Jules is blowing up balloons with Lindsay with a helium machine, and she's like, look, it's me, but now I have a funnier voice. And Lindsay's like, it hasn't changed a bit.
Zing, 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 zing. And Hannah's like, I got hula hoops. I got hula hoops. You know, she's had that hula hoop all summer long, and she's like walked out the door every single day being like, I got hula hoops. They're like, okay, Hannah, we get it. Fine. We will acknowledge your hula hoop. Okay, it's been a summer.
Carl's like, should we set the cooler up here for feng shui? Is this good feng shui?
We got some booze and supplies, so we can set up here for some Carl Shui, anyone? No? I'm just trying to live up to my potential, which I think that part of it is feng shui. I think I'm really good at that. So, yeah.
So Steven arrives. Steven's hair. Just Steven, you're trying too hard, okay? Stop flat ironing your crazy conductor hair and just be a normal person.
Is he conductor here?
Doesn't he look like he's like a conductor? I don't know. I can't with his hair. I find this guy to be really, I don't want to say douchey.
He's actually not that douchey. He's just
inauthentic. That's what
I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I have to say, I'm horrified to announce that I discovered about 2 weeks ago that like I was following him on Instagram. I didn't even know. I remember when I followed him like 2 years ago, because he followed me, and his whole bio was like club promoter at Tao or something like that. And I think I had this mindset like, ooh, a club promoter wants to follow me. I'm going to follow them back because maybe I can get into a club. So then I was just like following him, and I was always like, who is this person? Whatever. I'm not going to unfollow because who cares? But then like a week or two weeks ago, I realized, oh, that's Steven. That's Lindsay Steven, because I saw Lindsay was on his Instagram, and it was like worlds colliding, and it was too much for me to deal with, so I actually unfollowed. And I also found that the first thing I did was see, like, is he still following me? And he was, and I was like, wait, I'm following this guy, and he's not even following me.
That is so club promoter at Tao, by the way, to do that.
Yeah, and I feel like an idiot for like actually caring to get into Tao, which I still have never been to, and all that.
Yeah. But so I went to a Christmas party there. Whatever. Who cares? It's stupid. So Lindsay's like, and it wasn't my Christmas party. It was someone else's work party. Thank you. Glad you guys joined me for this story. So Lindsay's like, Steven is the best guy I've dated in 20 years. So she's all happy.
I love how you made her sound like a... like a shopping cart coming to a stop.
She made that sound you didn't notice. She's like, 20 years.
It's the exact sound like when you're in the grocery store and you're like looking for a specific thing and you're going by the aisles and you see it at the corner of your eye and you're like, you stop and you swivel your cart around.
So Kyle goes up to Carl's room and Kyle's like, hey, you know, I know we're about to get drunk as fuck, so I wanted to have a super serious talk with you right now, all right? Because that card reader, she hit on something deep, man. Oh, it was when she told me to stop touching the nipples of the card. I was like, cards, you look great, by the way. So that was
cards,
hot.
Yeah.
It's been rough.
You know, the card's been treating me so roughly this all summer. So Kyle's like, listen, man, I love you. You're one of my best friends. And all I want is for us to be successful. And he just cuts to Carl, and he's sitting there in like a hoodie with like some sort of tribal paint on his neck. I was like, yes, this is the height of professionalism right here.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, you're right, bro. He's like, bro, don't cry. I'm just saying, like, don't get wasted every 5 minutes, because like you're the face of the company, and you know, I'm the other face, which is why I just pissed into a Diet Coke can and a girl downstairs drank it on accident. So
listen, when you're firing on all cylinders, you're unstoppable, theoretically, because we've never actually really seen you fire on all cylinders. We've seen you fire on maybe like one cylinder, but theoretically, you're unstoppable. And when you're partying, you just sort of piss people off and rub people the wrong way, especially when you pee on them and yell at them. Oh, wait, I think that's actually me. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, talk about myself. Yeah. Carry on.
Like your best week, you did 50% of the sales. And I was waiting to see if that was good or bad, because aren't there only like two people doing sales?
He sold 10 cans. It was impressive.
Yeah. So he's like, listen, next time we're going to come back here and celebrate the wins. And Carl's like, oh, thanks, bro. Oh, legs well.
So Carl's not. Yeah, it's like, oh, I promise I'm not going to lay you down. I can't believe I'm crying again. Oh, yeah. I can't believe I went a whole season without my mom coming. And yet I still got to cry. Wow. Wow. Wow.
So the girls are getting ready for the party. And Jules is like, I literally didn't bring shoes. So Jules.
Newsflash. And Carl goes to Danielle. And he goes, oh my God, you look fucking unreal. You look great, by the way. That's my way of saying that. I'm trying to live up to my potential using bigger words, you know?
So Jules is talking to the girls, and she's like, how do you think Carl's ride with Danielle was? Because I have no fucking idea.
Remind everyone, this was a ride to the store to get liquor. She's like, how do you think that ride was? How do you think the ride was to the store?
Everyone knows what that ride to the store means. Everybody knows it. It's Carl's flirting tactic. So Carl comes in and he's wearing like a ponytail wig, like highlighter yellow.
It's almost like a European kind of look. It's like severe bangs, et cetera, and like a big cat shirt.
Yeah. And they're all in rave clothes and taking shots.
And Jules goes, when Jules sees Kyle, she goes, I'm a... I'm like, wow, I did not know you could cram that many syllables into I'm obsessed.
So they start taking shots and set party, party, party. And then
DJ Harbor.
DJ Harbor's there.
DJ Harbor. See, his name is, it sounds like Harbor, like a harbor, but spelled H-A-R-B-E-R. Wow. And now it's a Maroon 5.
So Everett comes in.
Everett.
He's like, hey, it's me, Everett. I was walking up that driveway, and the second I saw your eyes gleaming from the front door, I knew this was the place I was meant to be. And then bombs started coming from the sky, and I knew that my love would set me free.
And I said, you better run to that front door and get in that party, because you don't have much time left. You better grab that white claw, because at the end of the day, it's only you and a claw and a dream and a hope for freedom. You get to that white claw and you drink it.
So Lindsay sees him and she's like, oh my God. She's like, that's my ex-boyfriend, Herbert. It took a while, but, like, we're best friends now. And, like, he's dating Courtney, who happens to be Carl's ex-girlfriend, which is ironic, to say the least. Like, that is ironic.
Please say the least, please. And, of course, Everett walks in with his, like, classic, haughty, you know, Fairfield County laugh. He's like, Linz. It's like, okay, Brunswick Academy, relax.
So the couples meet each other. They're like, hi. And then
Courtney, Steven, Everett, Courtney, Everett, Jim, Danielle, Jules, Everett.
Like, gosh, you do that. Boom. And the girlfriend goes, I got wings on my tits.
By the way, I just want to give a huge spotlight and round of applause to the random girl at the party who said, cheers, happy Labor Day, because every episode there are like 500 randos that come onto the show and wait for that moment, and none of them ever get their own special line or a zoom in. And production said, you know what, we want to give her a moment on the show.
Well, she wasn't going to give them another choice. I mean, that girl just was going to yell it no matter what. Like, she was like, looked right up at the camera there and yelled as loud as she could and had to shut everybody up first. I mean,
yeah, it was like
the most effort.
It was like an extra talking, and the director liked it.
Yeah. So Carl's was like, oh, hello, Jules. You look fantastic. And she's like, how's your lover boy tattoo, Carl? He's like, oh, it's working out great. She goes, oh, yeah, I did good. So, Carl, I have a question.
Not that. So, Carl.
That's what she does. She's like,
she does. Flicks that hair.
Carl, I have a question. So did you and Danielle hook up last night?
He's like, no, where'd that come from? Come on, have a seat. Let's talk about it. Where'd that come from? Where'd that
come from? You're talking to Marcy? Why do you know so much? What's happening here?
She goes, no, like, when you guys were, like, getting booze, like, I asked the girls, and they, like, didn't know, and they were like, maybe they're hooking up. I mean, I didn't say that. Just the girls said it. I just want to know, like, I'm not being a clinger or anything, but, like, so.
I'm trying to understand. Like, none of your fucking business. How about that? How about he just told you last night, I don't want to have this conversation, and you said,
yes,
you have nothing to worry about, Carl.
Yeah. So he goes, Jules, fun fact, I've had more sex with Danielle than anyone else in this house, and she's like the only girl I've actually really had sex with, so I mean, I think we can all see I just use a little bit more of my potential right now.
She's like, I'm just trying to clarify this timeline. And he's like, well, 2 weeks ago, we were on our way to Montauk, and we made out, and she rubbed my dick. So look, I love Danielle, all right? Look, Danielle, if Danielle was here right now, I'd say you'd look great, by the way, okay? Because Danielle and I have dated for real. That's the difference. And it's like, this summer, I hooked up with my share of douchebags. There was Jordan, and then there was Craig. And now, congrats, Carl, you're on that list, too.
I like that Jules says this as if this is a revelation. I'm like, Jules, it's like, this one's on you, Jules. I'm sorry. Like, we're not feeling bad for you. You didn't fall into a trap here. You actively recruited a trap and then stepped into it. Also, why did poor sweet Craig get lumped onto this douchebag list too? I mean, I know he's like poor got inherent douchebagness because he's on Southern Charm, but compared to like the guys on that show and on this show, I mean, Craig is like an angel. I mean, he sews things now and then.
I mean, I guess he's sweeter sometimes than the rest of them, but like he's hanging out with that group of boys. I guess he didn't text her back after she said she totally didn't want anything more out of it.
Well, I was going to text her back, but it was, like, really hard because I had, like, a lot of texts to do, and I got just sort of scared, and I was like, I'm just going to go punch my wall with a butter knife again, and I hurt my other hand, so that's all.
So Paige and Hannah are talking, and Paige is like, what's set? So they talk about how Amanda is still being really weird with Hannah. And Hannah's like, not going to lie, like, last night was a lot. Because, like, I love Amanda to death. But, like, I felt since the beginning of summer that something's off with her or so. And Paige goes, yeah, I felt it. But I want you two to talk about it because I see both sides. I'm like, okay. So she just said that she's sitting there talking shit about you to Amanda. Weren't you asking her about that, you know? But she's like, I'm going to go get her.
And Hannah's like, yeah, I want to nip this in the bud. I'm like, listen, spoiler alert, it's the last episode of the season. The bud has bloomed.
Yeah. So hula hooping and then Everett.
Hula hooping. And
hula
hooping. Yeah, Carl and Everett have like bro hugging. They're like, oh, hug. Wow. So Everett, guess what? There was a tarot card reader. She was really hot on the card. Oh, man, so hot. But, then, you know, it's been a rough summer for me with like the female cards and everything. They just like are not cool. So anyway, the reader said that I have good stuff on the inside, so more life.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, last psychic told me like I'm so talented and so gifted. I'm like, I love that you leave the loser part out of it. He's like, yeah, I'm so talented, gifted. And Everett goes, bro, you didn't know that? And he's like, well, I mean, I was startled, man. Like, I knew I had some good stuff. And he's like, you've got a lot of good stuff, Carl. A lot of good stuff. He's like, yeah, like 98%, but like that 2%. Like, that needs some work, bro. And he goes, you know what, Carl? You need to catch a small wind. And then once you catch a small wind, you're going to catch a bigger wind.
I think he's talking about winds, not winds. It both makes sense. Like, what I do is I get a small win and a small win and a small win. I work up to the bigger wins and a bigger win and a bigger win. And then all of a sudden I realize, why there's so many wins around me. This is a scary time. And so I roll under the couch and say, I'm going to hide out here until someone finds me. And then I take that grenade, I throw it at the winds, and it becomes a loss. And I start all over. But it was worth it. It was worth it for the trauma and worth it for the memory. Yeah.
He's like, good to see you, man. I know this Lindsay stuff is really awkward. And then cuts to Lindsay going, Steven, I need to see you in the bathroom.
I'm zipping.
So Jules is with Amanda and Amanda's friend from home, Kate, and they're basically having one of those conversations where they proclaim that things are better, just which will hopefully make things better, because Jules is like, yeah, in the beginning, like, well, we just like didn't get along, and like, yeah, I thought that like basically like Jules should have just like died in a burning building, and I actually told that to her face. It felt great, but we love each other now. Yeah.
And then they kiss, and Amanda goes, no, I love you, but you're not in my clique. Ha ha. So then outside, Kyle is like spraying, what is that, helium that he's spraying at himself?
I don't.
It's like
at this point, I'm just assuming any scene with Kyle as like just urination.
Pretty much.
He's like, it's like aerated urine. That's what he's spraying at this point.
I think it's helium that he's spraying at everybody. And then Amanda and Hannah and Paige have their big talk. And Amanda goes, oh my God, is this an intervention? And they're like, ha ha ha. She goes, is this about me? And Paige goes, no, yes. Okay, I'll start.
Hannah's like, I don't want any more passive aggressive moments. And Amanda's basically like, yeah, I feel like Hannah's had a lot of opinions about like my guacamole and like my relationship. And, you know, it's like, but then Hannah like can't take my opinions when I offer them because I offer them in like a passive aggressive way. And I don't know why she can't accept that.
Yeah. And Hannah's like, oh, Luke triggers you. And you're like, you're with Kyle and now there's another couple in the house. And I think you don't like that because like the attention is shifted and like you're putting your weird energy onto us. Which I think was an interesting take on it. Like, she's jealous that there's another couple on the show. I hadn't really thought of it like that.
Well, I don't think that she's jealous that there's another couple. But I do think, I think that Amanda feels like, and I feel like maybe even Amanda and Kyle feel like they get shit on a lot because they're a couple and it sort of makes them high profile. And so now there's an opportunity to be like, now see how you like it and accept that, like, I think that she feels like Hannah and Luke are getting some sort of like pass that she and Kyle don't get. And that's why I think Hannah's like, yeah, but like Kyle literally cheated on you. So it's like, it's not the same. It's not the same sort of situation with the couples, right? Like I think Amanda's thinking like, hey, Luke behaved badly. And for some reason, like you're cool with that. And on top of that, you're mad at me for pointing that out. But then when it came to Kyle, you had all the opinions in the world and I had to listen to them. Otherwise I was being naive and like, that's not cool. And that's why Hannah's like, yeah, but Kyle actually cheated on you. Whereas Luke and I were like kind of figuring shit out.
Yeah. And also I've said it again, but just cause it's the season finale, I've said it again. Amanda, the difference is you go cry every fucking weekend and make every weekend about Kyle cheating on you or Kyle maybe cheated on you or you heard a rumor that Kyle cheated on you. You don't want to marry him. You don't want to, no. You've been crying for 4 fucking years. Hannah has not been walking around the house crying for 4 fucking years about her relationship to anybody who will listen. And so that's the difference, like, I think as a viewer, where I'm like, you're comparing, like, you know, I don't know. Apples
to urine. And the thing is this, is that I actually understand some of Amanda's annoyance for sure. She's not like totally unmerited. Like it does get annoying if you have like a friend who's like, oh, I don't like him, or oh, you know what? I don't like that he's this girl. So I said we're just gonna be friends. You have to sit there and you listen, and you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they go and hook up and you're like, well, what the fuck? You know, like I understand that annoyance that comes. We talk about this a lot on that happens on these shows all the time about how you have to sit and listen to that one friend, talk, and then you give them advice, and they say they're going to do it, and they trap you into conversation, talk about their big epiphany, and then they just do the same thing that they always did. And it just is like, after a while, you're like, okay, fine, then don't bother me with this shit anymore because I got stuff to do. Yeah. So I understand the annoyance, but I also think that Amanda's being a little I think that your point is true. Both points are true, and your point, I think, is a little bit more salient.
Oh. Well, they basically make up. Basically, Amanda does this thing where she doesn't ever admit that she's wrong. She just keeps saying what she's saying, but she says it in a different tone. Like she did it with Luke earlier, where she's like, but all I was saying is that you never tell us anything. It's like she'll say the same thing over and over, but never say, like, this is why I'm wrong. Like, she's still not wrong. She's just saying it in a nicer way now, you know? And Amanda, so basically they're like, who cares? We love each other. Let's go get fucked up.
So and then Kyle comes over with like a fire extinguisher and he like sprays them with the aerated urine and he's like, ah, and Amanda's like, it's not funny. My ear's ringing. I can't hear now.
So then Danielle is dancing with Carl and they start kissing and some guy goes, whoa, they're making out.
Probably DJ Harbour.
Fucking party of 40-year-olds. My God.
I know. And Jules looks at them making out and gives such a stank face. Like so angry that this could possibly even happen.
Yeah, Jules is so mad. And so Hannah comes over and's like, here, drink this fireball from the bottle. And she starts to, and Amanda kicks the bottle into her teeth. Like, fucking Amanda.
Then we go to commercial, and I saw a commercial that said that Summer House is getting a Secrets Revealed next week. Now, I know that part of that is because it's a pandemic, and so all these networks have to make sure that their content lasts because they're not making any new content anytime soon. But I still have to give a little bit of a golf clap to Summer House for getting to the point where they now get a Secrets Revealed special. That's, like, pretty major.
Yeah. Yeah, they finally made it.
They finally have a reunion and a Secrets Revealed.
Yeah. So Luke is talking to Hannah, and of course they say, could you do me a favor right here? Give me a kiss right here. And Hannah's like, yeah, you. They talk about their relationship. I mean, I don't care. You talk about it because I don't care.
Yeah. So he goes, he's like, oh, can you do me a huge favor? Can I get a kiss? So Luke, he's like, no, I really like where things are going with you and me. You know, they're going obviously in a really good place because, you know, things work out for me, sort of official. But anyway, oh, my past is complicated. You know, even though things work out for me, it's a complicated past, you know. And remember that ring that I bought for that girl who punched me once? Well, I got rid of it. So I'm a little heartbroken right now thinking about coyotes and hot dishes and I don't know. The more understanding you are with me, the more I like and appreciate that. It says a lot about you, you know? It's like really, it's really meaningful. And then we just see Kyle behind them peeing.
And you hear, and Kyle is peeing and farting right into their conversation.
Yeah, while Luke is like trying to have this like heartfelt moment and Hannah's like trying not to laugh.
Yeah. But I love Luke. I love that Luke is saying like, the more of my shit that you take, the more I like you. Wow, it's so romantic, Luke. So they make out. And then we go over to Danielle and Lindsay. And Danielle's like, I have kissed some people today. Talk about getting some D, baby. Yeah.
Danielle, the tree in the front yard does not count as a person.
And Lindsay goes, did you kiss Steven? And she's like, no. She goes, thank God. That is hilarious that Danielle makes out with every single guy that Lindsay has made out with.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, thank God. So now Kyle is peeing off the balcony. Like, Kyle just never stops peeing this entire episode.
Yeah, he is fully, he's like, all right, not going to be here till next summer. Got to make sure all the wildlife stays away from the house. Marking my territory.
Yeah. So then Carl and Danielle sit down together and talk. And he's like, whoa, you make me feel like a human being. Oh. He's like, Carl, we're just having fun. And he's like, yeah, but like, it's more depth than with Jules. So that I like. It's like, what did Jules do?
No. He's back to bashing. Well, because Danielle is like, are you going to hang out with Jules now? He's like, no. You have more depth. I enjoy that. Like, you can ride on a train and be cool with that. That's pretty cool. You know. And so then Danielle's like, yeah, this is better than Jules, right? And they just start to make out. And I was like, also, Carl is such a piece of shit talking about how, like, more depth than with Jules. When the night before, he's the last, like, two episodes, he's been staying up until the middle of the night talking with Jules and talking about how it's great to have someone who's so chill like Jules. And I was like, yeah, this is a lot more depth, you know? Like,
just
I love
immediately
talking about PowerPoint.
Her, yeah, throws her right under the bus. So then Jules sees it, and she's like, they are literally making out. Like, why did I even kiss him yesterday? Carl's like, oh, geez, Carl and Danielle. And Danielle, he goes, Carl and Danielle. And Danielle, okay, Danielle's wearing, like, flashing lights all over her hand and her head. And she goes, can they see us?
Yeah, she, like, gets startled, and she's like, they can see me. So Kyle's like, well, this was the best summer of all time. I just want to say cheers. And for the last time, let me resurrect this thing that no one likes me hearing me say, send it.
And that's pretty much. Then everyone fucks and the lights go out.
Yeah, they jump in the pool and all the lights go out. It's like the end of Sliver.
Yeah. Bleep, 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 bleep.
Oh, wait, but before they have sex, let's not talk about, there's one thing that's very important, is that Danielle goes into Carl's bed, and Carl walks into the room and goes, hey, Danielle, it's Carlito. I was like, and our season is concluded.
Well, that brings us to the end of Summer House. We will see you tonight for our Real Housewives of New York live stream. And if you want to watch this instead of just listen, go on Crappin's On Demand on Patreon, okay?
Yeehaw.
We sure love you guys. Thanks for being with us this season. We'll be back Monday on our bonus feed with the reunion. Okay, now we'll talk to you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.